From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The John F. Kennedy Library opened early this morning to accommodate the hundreds who had already lined up to pay tribute to Senator Edward Kennedy. For a second day, thousands of mourners are expected to file past the casket paying last respects. More than 21,000 people did so yesterday, as NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
Lines were so long last night, people were still paying their respects at 2 a.m. Paul Markham spent about 5 hours waiting, but said it was a relatively small price to pay to show his gratitude to Kennedy.
So I've been in line equivalent to maybe an hour for every 10 years he served the country. So it's not a long time over his career.
Thank you.
Thank you for all you've given.
Thank you.
Robert Kennedy Jr. was one of many family members greeting the crowd last night. Tonight, the family gathers for a private memorial service. Caroline Kennedy and former Congressman Joe Kennedy will speak, along with Senators Chris Dodd, John McCain, Orrin Hatch, and John Kerry. After a funeral mass on Saturday, the senator will be buried alongside two of his brothers at Arlington National Cemetery. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Danny has lost a little strength. Top winds are now about 40 miles per hour. Danny is swirling in the Atlantic Ocean about 350 miles south of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and headed northwest. Four fires are burning in Southern California. Residents are evacuating hundreds of homes. The air quality is poor, and pungent smoke is hanging over the region. From member station KPCC, Steve Julian reports.
There's no wind to speak of, so smoke from the fires isn't getting blown away. Instead, it flattens out and lays low, covering nearby vehicles with ash. The station fire has burned 1,500 acres near La Cañada Flint Ridge, a few miles north of the Jet Propulsion Lab in Pasadena. Residents of about 800 homes have been told they should pack up and leave. Firefighters have barely contained any of this fire, but they have surrounded about 60% of the Morris Fire in the Angeles National Forest, about 20 miles to the east. Near the coast, a fire in the wealthy suburb of Rancho Palos Verdes, south of Los Angeles, has forced over 1,000 evacuations. And the fourth wildfire, burning in the mountains between Riverside and Palm Springs, could threaten an artist colony. Temperatures today and tomorrow are expected to top 100 degrees. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
News reports indicate Florida Governor Charlie Crist has decided on a replacement for U.S. Republican Senator Mel Martinez, who is retiring. The reports say Republican Crist will tap his former chief of staff, George Lemieux, to fill out the term of Martinez. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 22 points at 9,557. The Nasdaq is up 8 points. It's at 2,036. The S&P 500 down a fraction at 1,032. This is NPR. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad says Iranian opposition leaders should be punished for their roles in the turmoil following his country's presidential election. Opposition leaders who competed with Ahmadinejad for the Iranian presidency say he stole the election. Iranian prosecutors are now staging huge show trials of hundreds of people accused of protesting the election results. A court in the Netherlands has ruled that 13-year-old Laura Dekker cannot sail around the world by herself next month as she'd hoped. The court has put her in the temporary care of Dutch authorities while it makes a final decision. Lauren Comito has more from Amsterdam.
For the moment, Laura Dekker's dream of becoming the youngest person to sail solo around the globe has been put on hold. She was not in court, but her father was present for the judge's decision. Citing potential harm to her development, judges ruled that Laura could still live at home, but only under court supervision, while an independent child psychologist assesses whether she's able to make the two-year journey. Laura, who has the support of her parents, had hoped to set sail next month, but she now has to wait at least until the end of October when judges will make their final decision. Just yesterday, a 17-year-old English boy broke the record Laura's aiming for when he sailed into Cornwall after 282 days at sea. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Comito in Amsterdam.
The federal government says consumer spending rose slightly in July due to the popular Cash for Clunkers program. The Commerce Department says it was up 0.2%. However, the agency reports the average American income remained flat last month. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News, from Washington.